Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community information platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Trish Irvine from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, shares what God is doing in her life.
Today is the Feast of the Presentation of the Lord, and the gospel for today comes from Luke 2, and it says, "When the days were completed for their purification, according to the law of Moses, Mary and Joseph took Jesus up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. Just as it is written in the law of the Lord, every male that opens the womb shall be consecrated to the Lord, and to offer the sacrifice of a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons, in accordance with the dictate in the law of the Lord. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, awaiting the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he should not see death before he had seen the Christ of the Lord. He came in the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to perform the custom of the law in regard to him, he took him into his arms and blessed God, saying, 'Now, Master, you may let your servant go in peace, according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all the peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and glory for your people Israel.' The child's father and mother were amazed at what was said about him, and Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, 'Behold, this child is destined for the fall and rise of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be contradicted, and you yourself a sword will pierce, so that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed.' There was also a prophetess Anna, and the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years, having lived 7 years with her husband after her marriage, and then as a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple, but worshipped night and day with fasting and prayer. And coming forward at that very time, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were awaiting the redemption of Israel. When they had fulfilled all the prescriptions of the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. The child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him." One of the things that is striking to me in this reading is about how several times it's spoken of that people are waiting for the consolation of Israel or the redemption of Israel. But there's an emphasis on they're waiting for the Lord's promises to be fulfilled. And then we see that Jesus is this light that reveals God in a new way to the Gentiles, and also that reveals the glory of Israel. And so there's a theme traditionally today of light. The presentation of the Lord is also known as Candlemas. And so it's a custom to have candles blessed because Jesus is the light of the world, right? This light who comes into the world and reveals the truth of things. But we also see in the gospel how this light and this truth is not without suffering. So when Simeon is speaking to Mary, he isn't promising that there are going to be all of these graces and consolations offered to her, but rather that her heart will be pierced by a sword, that you yourself a sword will pierce, but that it is through this piercing of her heart, through this revelation of truth by the Lord entering into the world, that other people will experience salvation, that they will encounter the truth, but that this truth also brings suffering. today I want to consider how the light of the Lord is reaching into the world and desires to reach into my heart and has a desire to penetrate the things that aren't fully given over to the light yet, the places that desire to hide in darkness, and to ask the Lord to come into those places in particular. And because often receiving the truth and receiving the light of Christ compels us to enter more deeply into sacrifice or to suffering, to ask the Lord for the grace to be able to respond with joy to the suffering or the sacrifice that His truth might require of me. Let us pray. Lord, thank you for entering into this world, for being a light that reveals the truth, that shows us the reality of things. Grant me the grace to be able to receive more fully your light into my soul, to reveal the reality of the state of my soul, and to receive your grace that desires to transform it to become more truly your dwelling place. Amen.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.